Members of Capella Clausura were conducted by Amelia Leclerc, and you heard a couple of selections from the Vespers by Italian composer and nun Chiara Margherita Cozzolani. She lived from 1605 until 1677. And that was from a 2-CD set of the complete Vespers of Cozzolani, as produced by the ensemble, that being once again Capella Clausura.
Ütsvätsen syntnu Betlemin,
Betlemin,
sest olgu rõõmu siinemin,
halle, halleluja,
siin makab seimen hainu päel,
hainu päel,
kevan litseb seal igaven,
halle, halleluja,
ne karjusse seal löyseva,
löyseva,
see latsike om jummal ka,
halle, halleluja,
ning targa seebast tulliva,
tulliva,
ning kandik tälle tõieva,
halle, halleluja.
Kes või teda rikkuda,
rikkuda,
ta saime veres patuta,
halle, halleluja,
see lihan meie sarnane,
sarnane,
ei ole patust roojane,
halle, halleluja,
et sa sem tema sarnases,
sarnases,
ning taiva riigi omatses,
halle, halleluja,
see armalik ku aja ees,
aja ees,
au Jumalalle igaves,
halle, halleluja.
Au kolme ainul Jumalal,
Jumalal,
meist kõigist olgu taival,
halle, halleluja,
Kristis on olgu kitetu,
kitetu,
et inemises sündinu,
halle, halleluja,
Kristis on olgu kitetu,
kitetu,
et inemises sündinu,
halle, halleluja.
You were just listening to the Estonian folk hymn, A Child is Born, as performed appropriately by the Estonian ensemble known as Triskele. We are going to move now to 15th century Poland as we listen to a selection of Mikołaj Radomski. He is considered to be one of the most important composers of the late Ars Nova in Central Europe, and was a musician at the royal court at Krakow. We will listen to Mikołaj Radomski's Magnificat, as performed by Early Music New York, conducted by Frederick Renz. Music from 15th century Poland.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Magnificat by 15th century Polish composer Mikołaj Radomski, as performed by Early Music New York. Frederick Renz was the conductor. Any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Or if you prefer, you can phone me while the music is playing at 609-258-1033. We are going to move now to music from the German Baroque. Gottfried Heinrich Stölzel lived from 1690 until 1749 and was very much respected by the great Johann Sebastian Bach. Stölzel studied at Leipzig University and was very prolific during his career. However, sadly, most of his output has been lost. We will listen now to the cantata Glory to God in the Highest from the composer's Christmas Oratorio, as performed by vocalists Britta Schwartz, Henning Voss, Jan Kobov, and Klaus Mertens, along with the Vienna Baroque Ensemble conducted by Ludger Remy. Once again, music of German composer Gottfried Heinrich Stölzel.
Allein Gott in der Höhe sei Herr und Vater. Ich werde.
Sein Kind wird Kindern gleich geboren, das Kinder, die verloren durch Glauben Gottes Kinder und alle Gott verhassten Sünder durch selbiges mit Gott befriedigt sein. Das lasst uns wohl bedenken, beschenket sind. Gott gibt sein eigen Kind und will mit ihm uns alles schenken.
Was music of German composer Gottfried Heinrich Stölzel, who lived from 1690 until 1749. And that was the cantata, Glory to God, from The Highest, from the composer's Christmas Oratorio. You heard various vocal soloists along with the Vienna Baroque Ensemble, conducted by Ludger Remy. Once again, music of Gottfried Heinrich Stölzl. The time is 12:27, and we are going to go now to music of the Spanish singer and composer Andreas da Silva, who was born around 1475 and died, well, we are not exactly sure when. Andreas da Silva was trained in France and northern Italy and was employed by the Duke of Mantua. We will listen to his setting of Puer Natus Est Nobis, Unto Us a Child is Born, as performed by the Ensemble Gombert, a chamber choir from Australia. John O'Donnell is the conductor. Once again, this is Puer Natus Est Nobis of Spanish composer Andreas da Silva.
Thank you.
You were just listening to music of the Spanish singer and composer Andreas da Silva, who was from the early, well, the late 15th, early 16th centuries. That was his setting of Puer Natus Est Nobis, Unto Us a Child is Born. You heard the Ensemble Gombert, a chamber choir from Australia. John O'Donnell was the conductor, a Tall Poppies compact disc. We are going to move now to a selection of Swiss composer Ludwig Zenfel, who lived from 1486 until 1543 and was active in Germany. He was music director to the Count of Maximilian I, Holy Roman Emperor, and was an influential figure in the development of Franco-Flemish polyphonic writing in Germany. We will hear his Ave Maria in six voices as performed by the Swiss Radio Choir, conducted by Diego Fasolis. Music, once again, of Ludwig Zenfel.
Thank you.
but glorious music. That was the Ave Maria of Ludwig Zenfel, who lived from 1486 until 1543, as performed by the Swiss Radio Choir, conducted by Diego Fasolis. I am going to sign off now with music of English composer William Byrd. This is his Puer Natus Est, a composition in four voices, as performed by Pomerium, conducted by Alexander Blatchley. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back at 3 p.m. with my program titled Christmas in America.